First for the lights, Luminadia is back.
On Friday night, we are going to transform the San Antonio Museum of Art's campus.
Kathy Armstrong heads Luminadia.
We are going to have musicians and performances and visual art displayed all around the museum. We will also be in the auditorium with some film and some poetry.
Last October's Luminadia was rained out, and instead of one event, they've replaced it with several smaller ones.
We will have the food trucks, we'll have beverages, you can buy your Luminaria merchandise. It's going to be a full night of magical arts.
Then just a few blocks away on Friday and Saturday nights, cameras.
A very exciting weekend with Raiders of the Lost Ark.
The San Antonio Symphony's David Gross explains how it works.
The movie is shown above the orchestra. Prior to that, the soundtrack is taken out of it. Dialogue and sound effects are left in.
And all that great orchestrated adventure music is produced live before your eyes.
It is Friday, 8 p.m. and Saturday, 7 p.m. at the Majestic Theater.
Then for something different on Sunday afternoon at the Southwest School of Art, French Baroque music performed on instruments of the era.
It's very, very charming, and it's very beautiful.
Billy Traylor art directs the Austin Baroque Orchestra. As to what makes this music French,
it's just got this certain je ne sais quoi, but it definitely sounds different.
Are you playing in a pretty remarkable space? Have you been to the Coates Chapel?
Yes, it is phenomenal. The program is at 4, and I'll be giving a short, very informal pre-concert talk starting at 3:30.
Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.